My name is Tajiana. I go by Taji. Welcome to the podcast, Sis, Hear Me Out. Today, I really just want to dive in who I am, why I started this podcast, and where I even see it going, or what's my hopes for this. I'm really excited to tell you guys about my life, about what I think, what I tell my little sisters, who I am exactly, and why I am giving this my go and my all and my time. So I want to start this podcast with, you know, the Bible. I really do want to hone in and let people know that I do believe in Jesus, our Savior. And so I just want to read from 2 Timothy 1:8. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. And in that verse, really just pushes me to share my story and talk to people and be real about the things that I'm going through, because, you know, this is for a reason, this is for a purpose, and I want people to understand that it's okay to tell people about yourself and open up. You know, maybe this will help somebody one day. And so I do just want to be that sister, that friend that you can hear and be honest with. And so I want to make sure in this podcast that you walk away with knowing who I am, what our relationship is, and what you guys are to me. And I want you to think about stuff that you want to hear me talk about and stuff like that. And you can go on my page, shoot me an email, and let me know what you want to hear. So I don't want this first episode to be super long. I do just want you to get to know me and feel comfortable talking to me. So sis, hear me out. So I did want to tell you a little bit about myself. Like I said in the beginning, my name is Tajiana. I go by Taji, and I'm the mother of two beautiful boys. One, his name is Sakani. He has a very interesting story to his birth and how he came into the world. And I have my other beautiful boy. His name is JJ. He's a very sweet boy, and he's very quiet, and his pregnancy and birth was completely different from my first. And so I'm glad I got to experience that. I have done 3 years of school at Eastern Washington, go Eags. For business and marketing. I haven't finished that 1 year. I'm definitely trying. I know that it's very important to finish something you started. And so I do want to finish it. I did get accepted back in, so we'll see how that goes. Being a mother of two, it is definitely hard doing something like that and working full time. You are amazed every day how you even wake up and do anything. I have started my fitness journey. I do want to speak on that in my podcast. Is very difficult, but also very beautiful. And it's so therapeutic. I felt like I've known this because I've played sports in my life, but I am like, wow, this is very great. I feel great every day. Even when I skip, I'm like, oh, wow. But even getting like 30 minutes in, sometimes I only have 20 minutes because getting the boys up in the morning and, you know, forgetting a diaper or my purse or even my keys, like going to the gym just relaxes me and my nerves and my stress. And I'm very, very, very grateful for everything that I have. And so I do want to talk about my podcast a little bit more. I want this space to be for people that feel like they need a sister, feel like they need somebody to talk to, or even to think about their decisions a little bit more. I want to dive into everything, relationships. I want to dive into friendship, sisterhood. I want to talk about, you know, our Black history, women, what we go through daily, workspaces, all types of things. Even majors, I want to interview people, get all types of topics that are going on today, anything like that. I just want to feel like you're sitting on a couch, relaxing. We're looking at each other, laughing. Phones are away. We have maybe even a glass of wine or our feet's up, hair's in a bun, you know, whatever, anything like that. I want you to feel as if you're talking to somebody and you are totally like, yes, I get it. Or even I don't get it. What are the questions? You know, just actual conversation. I want it to be a back and forth type thing. I want you guys to respond and send me things so I can respond to them. I want to be engaged with you guys. My sisters tell me all the time how important it is that we have each other and they're glad that we are so close and tight knit. And I just feel like there's some people that need that out there, and that I feel like God has given me the ability to talk to people and to feel as if, like, a lot of people have told me that they feel like I hear them and I understand them. And so I want to be that for people, and at least to help in that. I am wanting to build this space in the community of a group of people that genuinely care about their decisions and their hearts and their and what they put into things and what they put into even people. I'm one of those people that's a cheerful giver in my heart and my soul. And so there's a lot of times where I'm taken advantage of. And so I want to be able to talk about that and dive into that and what that means. What should we do about it? What I want to help with critical thinking and deeper feelings and emotions and, you know, get wisdom from the Bible, get wisdom from friends, others, any other situation or any other story. I want you guys to send your story to me. You know, I can talk it on here, not use names or something like that. And we can discuss it and we can encourage each other, build each other up. I'm all about that. And so I really want to use this platform for that. And I hope that we are able to come together and empower each other to do things that are in our calling and in our desires and in our passions. I don't want these podcasts to be any more than 30 minutes. I feel like 30 minutes is such a great time. Honestly, I know in the morning that's about as much time as I have to even listen to music on the way to work or from work going home or picking up my kids or anything like that. I don't want you to have to hear me just babble, but I do want you to connect with me and get a word and get something that you can think about during the day or, you know, at night, anything like that. I want us to have this overwhelmingly empowerful, or I just want you to feel connected and really listen to your mind and your body and things like that. And so I don't want to hold you too long, but I really, really do appreciate you guys listening in. And this is a first time for me, and so sorry if the audio is weird or anything like that. Please even give me tips for that. Be like, hey, move away from the mic or anything like that, or pronounce your P's a little softer or anything like that. I think those tips and stuff like that are great because I want to be able to appeal to you guys and to, you know, make sure you guys get for, you know, what you came here for, what you pressed that play button for, what you donated to, and stuff like that. I have this thing set up called Buy Me a Coffee. It's on my webpage, sishearmeout.com. I really want you guys to go there and talk to me and let me know what you want to hear and what you want to do. And once again, I'm so thankful for you guys being here, and I'm very excited to really dive into this podcast and really get it going and making sure you guys understand me and who I am and why I'm even here, why I'm even speaking to you guys. Thank you so much for being here, and you'll be hearing from me next week. Bye-bye.